Starting Bezos Hashem of Mitzia Daf Nun Zayin, and we're going to pick up on the third line down, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chasa. So to step back into the sugi here, the Mishnah had brought up on Daf Nun Vam Amud Beit a bunch of things, Elu Dorim She'im Bahem Aina, that do not have Aina. We had four things, Avadim, Shtaris, Karkois, Hekdeshois. Those four, they don't have Kefal, Letashom Yabar B'chamishma, they don't have Aina. Okay, and in discussing, we brought the Makaris for how we know in and out Lakarka. Now the Gemara is going to pick up Amarava, Amarav Chasa, Ba'i, Rabbi Ami. That Rava quoted that Rabbi Ami asked, Aina Ein Lahem. Okay, so it's good. The mission is pretty clear that there's no Aina for Karka, Avadim, Shtarais, Hekdeshais. But what about Bitol Mekach, Yesh Lahem, Ein Lahem? Is there a concept of Bitol Mekach? Meaning more than kidei aina. So, are these things subject to bitul mekach, or are they just excluded from the din of aina? So, Amar Rav Nachman, Hadar Amar Rav Chasa, Pasha Rav Ami. So, Rav Nachman quoted that Rav Chasa later said, after he asked the shayla, that Rav Ami was pushing his own shayla. He said, aina ein lohem, bitul mekach yesh lohem. That there is no aina, meaning the hainu a six, but there is bitul mekach. Now, Rashi's mashmos is that the bitul mekach we're talking about here is at a six. So it would be like regular ina, meaning they're not subject to regular ina, but the above a sixth amount, where we'd say that it's like a mekach tois, so bitul mekach yesh lahem. Tosis wants to say, proves from Rav Nachman later, that it has to be ina bitul mekach apalga, meaning it's not in the category of ina at all. For something that's not in the category of ina, then we would say that there is bitul mekach, it's not forever, but there is bitul mekach only when it doubles, ad kaflayim, or 100% increase. Okay, so now, but when we said enoi no on these things, karka avadim hekdesh, how far did it include? So Rav Yehuda amar ahekdeshes, that when Rav Ami said that there is bitul mekach, he was talking about only hekdesh. Rav Yirmiya amar ar karkais. Rav Yirmiya said it was only on karka. We'll get into the svaras here in a moment, but both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yirmiya quoted that Rav Yehuda as well said, Amru Aina Ein Lahem, Bitul Mekach Yesh Lahem, that they are subject to Bitul Mekach, that if it's more than Kidei Aina, again, according to Rashi, it would be more than a six, according to Tosis, it would be more than double, if it has more than that amount, then we would say Bitul Mekach Yesh Lahem, then it's like a mekach tois. Now, man damar hakdesh is kol shekein karkois. If you're willing to say that there's a concept of bitul mekach when it comes to hakdesh, and hakdesh, there is nobody on the other side, so you didn't fool anybody. There's no das. That's the way Rashi explains it. So then, kol shekein karkois. So if you're willing to say that there's bitul mekach, like a mekach tois, when it comes to hakdesh, for sure on karka we'd say that because you're transacting with someone else. Rashi, I'll read the words of Rashi. Afka v'laka tois klapi shmaya. When it comes to hakdesh. Okay, so again, we see that's the difference, fundamental difference between hekdesh and karka. Mandamar karka is the mandamar who holds that there's bitul mekach on karka. So aval hekdesh is loy. He would hold that there is no bitul mekach on hekdesh. Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says, the amar Shmuel hekdesh shava mana shechil laya shava pruta mechul. So Rashi gives us the reason why, but Shmuel gives us the din, the halacha, that if you're mechalal hekdesh, even if it's worth a lot of money, a sachagel, but onto a shava pruta, so it's going to be mechul. Because lemaisa, you have a shava pruta, you have what you need to be mechal, to transfer the kedusha, and there is no such thing as bitul mekach when it comes to hekdesh, based on a a wrong amount, and therefore no matter how much you're being mechal, it will be mechul. So that is a machlokes amarayim in what Divrei Rav Yochanan said, meaning do we say bitul mekach when it comes to hekdesh or not? So now tanan hasam. So the Gemara in Temura says, the Mishnah says imhaya kodesh. So let's say you tried swapping something, you machal your hekdesh onto money, imhaya kodesh or balmum yotze lechulin. So the balmum would go out to chulin, meaning let's say you tried swapping your animal for a balmum. So the animal is a balmum, so it is, if it's kaidish, so then it's subject to tamura, and they're both hayahu usmarasa yeh kaidish. But over here, the animal is a balmum, so balmum yatsa l'chulim, the tzarech lasas le'damin. Okay, you're going to have to pay hektish, you're going to have to make hektish whole. So, Amar Rav Yochanan, So Rav Yechon weighs in and says, when we said Yatzal Lechulin Devar Torah Vitzarach Lasis Lagdamim Midivrehim, yes, you're right. The chilul works, meaning the transfer of your behemoth balmum and the swap for a good animal, for an animal that doesn't have a mum. So that would be an effective transfer. But if you did it for less money, Tzarech lasis ledamim midivrehim. Midirabbanan, you got to pay the difference. Okay, you can't short change hekdesh. Reish Lakish Amar, af tzarech lasis ledamim min ha-Torah, that you would even have to go ahead and make hekdesh whole min ha-Torah. Now, the Gemara says, hold on one second. Remai askinam, how much off are you when you did the transfer for hekdesh? Ilema b'chdei ayna, if it's within the limits of ayna, b'halema reish Lakish tzarech lasis ledamim min ha-Torah, how could we possibly say that if you're within the limits of ayna, we know that this ain ayna lehekdesh is? So how could we possibly say that you have midaraisa, you have to make hekdesh whole on the difference? So we must be talking about bitul mekach over here. What we must be saying is that the transfer didn't work midaraisa. Since midaraisa you have to pay until you pay the money, the transfer didn't work. And this explains that we're talking about the difference, meaning the amount of money that you were machol, so that much of hekdesh would be machol. It's the difference that we would say doesn't apply. That's what we're calling bitul mekach. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. Baha lema Rav Yechonon tzarech lasis ledamim midivrehim. So hold on one second. So Rav Yechonon weighed in on this mission in Tmura and said that you have to pay. The chilul works 100%, no matter how much it is, even if it's yeser mikadei ayna. And the chilul works. And you only have to pay midivrehim. Only midirabbanon is there a chiyuv to pay, which sounds like that there is no bitul mekach. Because if there's bitul mekach, then in order to have the swap, you have to pay midaraisa. So from the fact that Rav Yechonon said it's only midarabanan, it sounds like there's no bitul mekach. Lama Rav Yehuda, frek de Gemara, what do you mean? Rav Yehuda explained that Rav Yechonon held and Rav Yehuda a hekdeshes. Rav Yirmi Amar HaKarkais. So the kasha is going to be on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who said that there is bitul mekach when it comes to hekdesh. Kal v'chaymer for karka. So what do you mean? If there's bitul mekach, then why over here did Rav Yechonon say that when you are machal the animals and it's worth a lot less what you gave to Hekdesh, so much so we have to be out of bounds on Ayna. It has to be the Bitul Mekach category, and yet Rabbi Yechonon held, you only chayev to pay me the Rabbanah. So the Tarvayim, Rabbi Yechonon Ayna, Ayna, Bitul Mekach, Yesh Lam, so there's the Kasha. Okay, so meaning, yes, they both weighed in, they both hold the bit Mishmeidu Rabbi Yechonon. That's the key words we want. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, there should be mitul mekach, and you should have to pay midaraisa. Why did Rabbi Yechonon say you only have to pay the difference midrabanan? So the Gemara says, lo'olam b'bitul mekach. Really, we are talking about bitul mekach. You're right. But be'epach to Rabbi Yechonon l'Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. Well, in our understanding of what they said about that Mishnah in Temura, we have to switch around Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish, and you're right. Taka Rabbi Yechonon held that there is bitul mekach midaraisa, meaning how do we know? Because he would hold that in Temur, you have to pay midaraisa chayiv l'shalom, you have to pay the difference, meaning the chilul happens, but the difference, okay, you have to pay midaraisa, you have to pay midaraisa. Why? It's because there's bitul mekach midaraisa, the mekach mithlagi, and now what is the svaras machlikis between Rav Yechonon and Reish Lakish? They're arguing with the Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, hekdesh shava mana, this din of hekdesh, and if hekdesh is worth a mana, it's worth 100. So we think a lot. Shechilah al shavah pruta, and you machal on shavah pruta mechol. Mar isle the Shmuel. So Reish Lakish is going to hold of Shmuel, meaning your chilul takes effect. It works. Okay, your transfer works. And yeah, there's a din d'rabbanan that you have to pay the money. Now, after we were epochet, we said Reish Lakish is only the d'rabbanan. Umar lesle the Shmuel. Rav Yechonon doesn't hold of Shmuel at all, and therefore the chilul wouldn't work. Or ibayis ema, you could say that no. Stay with the epoch. Meaning, Rav Yechonon holds that you have to pay the money midaraisa. Reish Lakish holds you have to pay the money d'rabbanan. And yet, the kulei alma is like the Shmuel. Really, everybody does hold the Shmuel. There is a chilul over there. What is the machlokes? Mar savar shechilul in that Rav Yechonon holds that it's shechilul. It's only if you did it b'diyeven would we say it works. L'charchila loy. Okay, l'charchila you can't do it. Meaning, if you paid a smaller amount, l'charchila it's not going to work. It's going to be bitul mekach. Mar Savar Afil Lechachila, that even Lechachila Shmuel would work. Okay, so that means we don't want to limit. The Gemara took a second answer, and it's using the same lambdas and the same idea here that according to Rav Yechonon, this concept of Bitul Mekach is Daraisa, but we have to fit it in because we didn't want to exclude the din of Shmuel. We didn't want to say that Rav Yechonon can only be understood outside of Shmuel, and therefore the Gemara took a second stab at the answer, but it's going to be fundamentally the same thing in regards to what he holds in in the topic of Bittul Mekach. Iba Yisema, or a third answer, La'olam b'chadei ayna v'lo tepach. Let's wind this back. Really, don't switch it around. Rav Yochanan did say midurabanan, that this whole tmura thing, you have to pay midurabanan. Rav Shakir said midaraisa. But really, this din is a different din. With Rav Chista kamifli, the argument of Rav Chista. The Amar Rav Chista holds my ein lahem ayna. When we said ein lahem ayna, hektish doesn't have ayna, it actually doesn't mean it's potter, it's not to be mako, but rather it's ein b'toyras ayna. It's going to be more machmer, dafilu pachas mikadei ayna chayzer, that even less than ayna has to be chayzer. And we can say that according to Rav Yechanan, less than ayna has to be chayzer to Rabbana. According to Rav Shakish, less than kadei ayna has to be chayzer to Raisa. But Rav Yechanan definitely holds that if you have more than kidei ayna, if you have the share of bittul mekach, Rav Yechanan would hold a bittul mekach, and therefore we can answer the understanding of the Mishnah in Temura of what you have to pay when you do when you're machal for less, when you swap a behemoth balmum for less, you give hekesh something less than the behemoth that you took is worth. So yes, we could have Rav Yechanan there being drabanan, and that will not affect our understanding in Rav Yechanan Shita when it comes to bittul mekach. Affect the Gemara. So Gemara is now going to ask on this. Ribis v'ina lehedyet, v'ain ribis v'ina lehektish. How could you tell me that ain and lehektish means that it's ain and b'toyris hana? That no, you we always thought that it's not toyris hana, so you're not gonna. If hektish gets ripped off, or vice versa, that by ina, by the sheer ina, that you're not gonna. It's not gonna be b'toyris hana. How did you think that that's what it meant? The Gemara says, no, that it's not Rav Chista, that ein lemenem b'toyris hana, meaning that even less than kidei ayna, we're going to be more machmer. In fact, the Gemara, it says, ribis v'ina lehedyet, ribis v'ina lehektish. It says, play this, ein ana lehektish. The Gemara says, what's your kasha? Ein ana lehektish? Again, it can mean ein b'toyris ayna. Like we just said, mi'alimim mas'disin, is any different than the Mishnah that we just understood, our Mishnah, where we said ein ana lehektish, it means even less than kidei ayna, you're going to be chayef, or do kimne b'toyris ayna, hachanami ribis v'din ayna lehedyet, and ribis v'din ayna lehektish. Frek the Gemara, how could you possibly tell me that? Ihachi, hainu dekatani seifa, the seifa says clearly, zeh chaymer behedyet ni behektish. In a way, hedyet is more chaymer than hektish. Why? Because hedyet is subject to ayna, and hektish is more mekel, doesn't have ayna. So how could you tell me that when we said ayna ayna lehektishes, it means to be machmer? It's clear that the Mishnah means to say that when we say that there's no ayna for hektish, it's to be mekel. So the Gemara says, aribis. That statement that the Mishnah ended off as that was going on ribis, meaning there's no ribis at all for hektish. Okay, but ayna, you're right, that there would taka be. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Listening now, mi zechaymer behektish mi behedyet ayna. So if we're saying what's more chamer and more mekel, if we're saying that hegyet is more chamer than hektish because it's subject to ribis, and when it comes to the ayna component, that there's no ayna klal lehektish, meaning that even pachas mekedei ayna, then you're going to have to, it's going to affect the sale. So then we should have said that hektish is more chamer than hegyet in that way. So the Gemara says, right, listen, nami chamer behektish mi behegyet ayna. So the Gemara says, hachi hashta. Whoa, 1 second. Bishlama zeh, because the Mishnah said zeh, this is a chumrah. Zeh, this is the chumrah. Zeh chumrah behedyet behektish, besuloi. So I understand when we say that hedyet is more chumrah than hektish, that is an anomaly. Normally, hektish is more chumrah, and therefore, when it comes to ribis, we're pointing out that it's a chumrah of hedyet over hektish. Okay, ela hektish, zeh chumrah besuloi. We couldn't have said this statement, zeh chaymer shebehektish over hedyet, because there's many, many different ways we'll find throughout the Shas and Mishnayos that hektish is going to be more chamer. So it would be inappropriate to say, this is where hektish is more chamer when it comes to ina. No, hektish is more chamer by pretty much everything. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so we successfully defended it, we're answering it, and it could be, again, in Rav Chista, there's a concept of ina lehektish, is meaning that even pachas mikidei ina, you would have to go ahead and return, and it would blow up the sale. Even pachas mikidei ayna, you'd have to return the ayna. So now, ribis the hektish, the Gemara has really a side question. We just said that there's ein ribis la hektish, meaning that it's going to make all. How could you possibly have ribis for hektish? Let's run through a couple of scenarios here and try to figure this out. Let's say the gizbar lends $100, gizbar mea, the mea of the esrim. He lends 100 to receive 120 back on behalf of Hekdesh. So he's lending out Hekdesh money. Hold on one second. He can't lend out Hekdesh money. He's by lending out Hekdesh money, he is committing Mi'ilah. And once there's Mi'ilah, the money goes to Chulin. So there is no halva of Ma'is Hekdesh. As soon as he lends the money, so it's already at $100, $100 loan, he took it out of Hekdesh, it's Chulin, and now it would be subject to Ribbis because it would be Hedya. So I'm Rav Yishiyahu Ma'iskin, we're talking about the Chakimal of the Sapik Siltois Me'arba. So again, we're talking about somebody who was going to be a provider of Hekdesh. So he was given money by Hekdesh. He was given money by Hekdesh to provide at a later date. Okay, meaning he's the fixed provider for Siltos, the flour, okay, for Hekdesh. And at the price when he fixed it in, it was Lasapek. He committed to provide Siltos Solon Me'arba. So there was four kav to a four measures to a certain amount of money to a zuz. And what happened? Arba saw, not kav, sorry, it was four saw for a sella, right? That was the price. So Rashi says, going to give a love lesapik siltois me arba, four saw for a sella, v'amdu mishalish, and they went up to three saw to a sella, meaning so he committed to provide soilas to Hekdesh at a price of a quarter of a sella for a saw, and it went up to a third of a sella, so it went up from, if we use dollars, $25 to $33, okay, and therefore the market price went up, and he has to continue providing it at the lower price. That would be ribbis. He was given the money in advance. If a person accepts upon himself to be a provider to Hekdesh at four saw to a sella, and it goes up to three saw to a sella, then you have to provide it at four. So let's say he originally agreed to provide it at three, meaning at the higher price, and it goes down in price. Then he provides it at the lower price. That wouldn't be obviously a ribbis issue. He's going to have to go ahead and take a haircut in that situation. But the reason is, so one way of having Hekdesh is if there's pricing that changes later, then a fixed price in the market. If the money is given to him when the price is fixed and then the price should change, so that's going to be a problem of ribbis, and we're saying ein ribbis lehekdesh. That is definitely lekula. Rav Papa Amar. Rav has another way of saying how hekdesh can fall into ribbis. Acha ba'avnei binyan hamasaris legizbar askinam. We're talking about stones that were given to the gizbar on behalf of hekdesh. Okay, meaning so these stones are actually chulin, and the way the Achrenim explain it is, they were provided by people, they sit outside of the rubric of normal hekdesh, meaning that they would be infused with the kedusha, and they would be given to the gizbar, and the gizbar would go ahead and lend them out. Because when it came to these bricks, they were afraid that while the workers are using, if they have to do construction for hekdesh, that the workers would go ahead and sit on them, okay, and they would use them in some sort of way. So when these bricks were donated to hekdesh, they were donated in a way where they stayed outside of actual kedusha, but they were considered mamain of hekdesh. We see an interesting idea here that Brennan point out that you could have Kadshe Benek Abayis that doesn't have Kedusha, but B'mamonistik, it belongs to Hekdesh. And since B'mamonistik, it belongs to Hekdesh, if, again, they're paid back for more than what was given, what was loaned out to the workers to use, so then that would be Ribbis, and that's how you could have Ribbis when it comes to Hekdesh. So the Mishnah, moving on, the Mishnah discussed a bunch of things that do not have, right, four things that do not that are not subject to Ina. In Rav Chisda, we have a little bit of a different understanding of what we mean when we talk about Hekdesh, but it's Avadim, Vashtaris, Vakarkais, and Hekdeshes. These are the four things that are not subject to Aina, but also a bunch of other things that they are not subject to. So we said, Aina, Tashim, Akeva, Vilay, Tashim, Rabba, Chamisha, and Ish. So the Mishnah is now going to darsh in each of these using the same pasuk. So we're going to see a lot of repetition here. Okay, the same idea of the pasuk, except that the pasuk applies for each of these things. So Aina, Tashim, Akeva, so these four things are not going to be subject to Kefal, meaning if they're stolen, and the ganav is found, so then he wouldn't have to pay kefal on these four things. But no, I mean the Tanur Rabbanan, because the pasuk says al kol devar pesha klal. We're talking about things that are stolen. When do you pay kefal? Kol devar pesha klal al shar al chamar al se al salma prat al kol eveda asher yemar chazav al klal. So we have a klal that is al kol devar pesha. We have the pratim, which is shar chamar se salma, and we have the al-kolabida, which is a klakop or kal, you have to do an al-kolabida prat. So we'd have to say that the only things that are subject to kefal would have to be like the prat. Ma prat mefurish davar metalto begufo imamun. We're talking about things that are davar metalto metaltolin, af kol davar metalto begufo imamun. So automatically, yatsu karkois, so karka would be out. It's not metalto. Shein metalton. Yatsu avadim shehukshu lo karkois. Avadim are hukshu lo karkois. And yatsu shtarish, afal pisha metaltolin, even though shtarish are metaltolin, ain't gufay maman. That they are not going to be gufay maman. Okay, meaning a shtar is l'raya. It's just representing how much was owed. But it's not actual maman. The shtar itself doesn't have an intrinsic value other than the paper of it. Okay, and therefore, shtaris, meaning in regards to the loan, are not going to be subject to kefal. Hekdeshes, when it comes to hekdesh, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Re'ehu, v'le hekdesh, that it says, Re'ehu, I'll call the Barpesha of Re'ehu, and therefore, hekdesh would be outside of the purview of kefal. Now, just one interesting thing. So we're saying here that we need a pasuk to be mayit shtaris from kefal. So the question is, Tosfos and Baba Kama ask the following question. Why do I need a pasuk to be mamaye shtaris from kefal, that even if you're mazik a shtar biyadayim, even according to the manda amar that holds doin dini degarmi, that we're going to say that you caused, right, by burning up his shtaris, he can now no longer, the malva can no longer collect on his loan, and that would be midin garmi, you did it biyadayim, so you went ahead and you burned the shtaris. Even if you're going to be chayav, that's only midrabanan. Dinei degarmi is only midrabanan. So why would I need a pasuk here to be mamaye kefal? How could I ever think that you're going to pay kefal on something that there is no din mamon on at all, right? That if you, and how do I know if there's a din mamon? If I'm mazik, do I have to pay? So Tosfos there answers that since if the shtar is around, there's a chiyav hashava, the chiyav kefel is because of the chiyav hashava. It doesn't come din mazik. When you damage something of someone else, you're not going to pay kefel on that. You're going to pay actual damages. And it has to do with hashava. And since, even though, yes, the piece of paper is just a piece of paper, and you wouldn't be chayav on the moment, but there is a chiyav hashava. You do have a chiyav when you steal someone's paper that represents a shtar, a raya, that you have to return it. And therefore, the havamina would be that you have to pay kefel. Kamash malon the pasuk saying you do not have to pay kefel. Now, v'loy tashlumi dalad behei. So you're not going to pay kefel. You're not going to pay dalad behei on these four things. Hekdish. Hektish, karka, avadim, and shtaris, out of order. My time, why? Because tashlumi dalad behei marachman of the pasuk. The pasuk says that you pay dalad behei. We're talking about the things that could be subject to dalad behei. Okay, so for instance, an animal of hektish, you wouldn't be chayav dalad behei on because you're not chayav kefal, and if you're not chayav kefal, then you can't be chayav dalad behei. Dalad behei sits on top of kefal. Now, shemer chinam and nishba. So the Mishnah also said that these four things are shemer chinam. Would not swear on these things, but not immediately. How do we know that? Because the Torah, Rabbanu, the Pasuk, when it's talking about a pikadon swearing, meaning shemer chinam would be pater begneva v'aveda. So the Pasuk says ki yitain ish areyu klal, but he would have to swear ki yitain ish areyu klal kesef akelam prat. We're going to be sheish chazav klal klal prat klal iatadon. Like we said before, akol davar you'd only the shemer chinam would only have to swear on something that got stolen, gineva aveda, of something that's davar metalto gufo imamon. Af kol davar metalto gufo imamon yatsu karkoi, so we exclude karkoi she'ene metalto, and they're not metalto, yatsu abadim shokshu karkoi, yatsu shtar, shafa pisha metalto, and gufo imamon. The shtar is not gufo imamon, it's only a raya, like tzedek, deshe, samar kra, reyehu, reyehu, v'lo yishal hektesh. Okay, so that would be the makar, using the same pasuk, same type of pasuk, same type of drasha, I should say, different pasuk, but the pasuk, when it comes to shemer chinam swearing, okay, would tell us that these things are going to be patur. No se sachar ena mishalim, that a shemer sachar is not going to pay, is not going to have to pay even for geneva v'aveda. Okay, that would be the pasha understanding. Actually, Taisa says that nira dehua din be'ena mishalim dafilu shemer sachar in pasha. That even on pshias, so he would never pay on these things at all. And then, of course, you'd have to say kal v'chaymer Hashem rechinam on pshias, right? So we said that he wouldn't swear for geneva v'aveda. That's the standard thing that Hashem rechinam would be pater on, but he would be chayim on pshias. Now, what we're saying is that Tosfos clues us in that when we're memayit shemer from swearing, from paying, right, for any of these things, that would be even on a pshias. We know on imili, says the Gemara. Well, I guess Hashem Rechinim wouldn't swear on Pshias, right? Because that's your tiny Gnei Vaveda, but that you wouldn't pay Shem Rechinim or Shem Rechinim on Pshias. that would definitely apply here. And it would apply, if it applies to Shem Resach, it would definitely apply to Shem Chinam. We know how to where do we know this from? The Tanan Rabbanan, the Pasuk, when it talks about a Shem Resach are paying, Gitin Ishim Eo Klal, Chor Chamar, or Shur, Set Prat, Vachol Meima, Lishmar, Chazokal, Kal Prat, Kal, Yadani, Akhina Prat, Ma Prat, the first Dabar, Makal, Tugufa, Maman. So again, the Prat, these things that we mentioned, Shar, Chamar, Seh, Chamar, Shar, Seh, and Salma, or here it's Chamar, Shar, Seh. So these Pratim, they're Davar metal to begufay mammon. I've called davar metal to begufay mammon. So these are things that would not be subject to a shem resachar paying for if it was stolen or lost. As for karkais, shein metal to yatzu avodim shok shok karkais and yatzu shtar esafi shein ingufay mammon. Ashaf bishem metal to ingufay mammon. That even though they are metal to, you can transport them. They're not gufay mammon. Hekdeshais. We might hektish because Amar Kra Re'ehu Re'ehu V'leishal hektish. Tesis does point out, and Tesis discusses it over there. That in Meruba, if you remember, we discussed these pesukim quite extensively at the beginning of Meruba. He mentions that we learned the pasuk is from Migunim Beis Ish. Tesis over there says that the Re'ehu is the Ikar pasuk. Okay, Akopanim. So to quickly summarize, we're coming off of the Mishnah that we discussed on Daf Nun Vav. We said that there were a bunch of things that are not subject to Oina. Four things: Avadim Karka Shtaris, Karka Avadim Shtaris, and Hektish. And we said that in regards to, even though they're not in the Parsha of Aina, they are in the Parsha of Bittul Mekach. Rashi seemed to be learning that it was more than a six, we would say Bittul Mekach. Tosfos said if it's double, 100. And we definitely have precedent for that when it comes to Karkais, in and out of Karkais, but up to 100. We said not, it's not forever, it's only up to double. But either way, there is Bittul Mekach. That's what Rav Ami was pushing his own child. And Rav Yehudan also said there's Bittul Mekach. And in discussing when there is Bittul Mekach, so we had a machlekes amarayim. Rav Yehudan said, Ahekdeshos, that on Hekdesh is going to be Bittul Mekach. And then Kol Shekin HaKarkais, right? Because Bittul Mekach would work kind of like a Mekach Tais, which means that the party on the other side is expecting something else. Hekdesh, there's no Das on the other side. So if you're willing to say that there's Bittul Mekach, that we're going to go based on, we're going to blow up the sale based on unrealized expectations. So then, if we're going to say that by Hekdesh, where there is no Das on the other side, for sure we would say it the Karka. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says we only say it the Karka. We asked the Kasha from the Mishnah in Temura, said that if you are machlif, an animal of Chulin, for a Balmum of Hekdesh, in a sense, being paid it, right, because it's a Balmum, so it would be subject to Pidia. So then, the Balmum would go out to Chulin. Okay, even if the Balmum that you took from Hekdesh was worth far more than what you gave Hekdesh, but we said you do have to pay. Rabbi Yochanan said you have to pay only Midr Abanan, and Rish Lakish says you have to pay Midr Raisa. Now the Kasha is on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Hektish, while not subject to Eino, would be subject to Bittul Mekach, so that would mean it would be subject Midr Raisa. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say you only have to pay Hektish, make them whole, on the money Midr Abanan? Sounds like it does work Midr Raisa, even if you were Mechal, something that's worth far, far less than what you took from Hekdesh. You gave Hekdesh something that was far, far less. So in our first two answers, we were Epach. We switched Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and really it was the Raisa. And what was the Machlekes? It was either Machlekes B'Divrei Shmuel, or Machlekes, if you want to say that Rav Yochanan goes within Shmuel, Machlekes in Shmuel, meaning the idea that you could be Machal. Question is it only B'Di'edit Shmuel? And we said B'Di'edit, but we said L'Chachila as well. But Rav Yochanan would be the Shita holding that you have to pay Midar Raisa. If you pay Midar Raisa, so then we can have that work together, that can jive with what we said, that there is a concept of Bittul Mekach, since we're requiring you by being Machal over here to pay Midar Raisa. Or the third answer was that really, Machalikis is B'Divrei Achisa. When we said Ein Oina, we mean that even it's not going to even have the kula of, it's not going to even have Oina at all. It's going to be much more Machmer. And therefore, in and out, even pachas mikidei ena, you would have to give the money back, and that would be a chumrah for Hekdesh. We did try to ask Akasha on that because it did say in the Mishnah that ena and ribis are a kula. This is a place where Hekdesh, the hedyud is more chumrah, and we said that we have to split it off and say that we're just talking about ribis. That yes, when it comes to ribis, this ein ribis like dechos and hedyud is going to be more. Is going to be more machmer than Hekdesh. Okay, but I know a taka, we could say the fit is within Rav Chisda. Okay, again, that was the third answer we had in how we now understood when Rav Yochanan is saying you have to make Hekdesh whole. You know, I have to make the whole because, of course, there's Bittul Mekach, but there's even I know it's Pachos Mikidei I know you would have to pay. Now, the question is, What do you have to pay? There, Rabbi Yochanan could be Mako and say you only have to pay him with the Rabbanon, and Rosh Hashanah could only have to pay him with the Raisa. Again, we're not talking about Bittul Mekach. You know, just one side thing that the Gemara had to understand was we brought in, we said that there's no Ribbis for Hakdash. How do you have Ribbis for Hakdash? It can't be a standard loan, because as soon as the Gizbar loans out the money of Hakdash, it's Mi'ila and it's Yatzal Lechulin, and it's no longer Hakdash. So we said either the provider of the Sultais, of the Soilas, of the flour, the Hakdash, when the price changes, so that's what we're saying, there's no Ribbis, or that there were certain things that were given to Hakdash, like the bricks used for building, that they were given to Hakdash, but they remained chulin. Okay, in that regard, it was considered mamin Hakdash, and it's going to have the patur from Ribbis, but they remained chulin until, because they wanted, in case the workers would use it, they didn't want them to be subject to Me'ilah. Okay, then we moved on in the Mishnah. We said that these four things also don't have kefel. We learned that from a that is the din of kefel. Okay, so then we see that there's kefel, but we're mamayit anything that is not like those things in the middle, shar chamar sasama, so it has to be only something that's metaltal and gufa imamen, that would be yatsu karkois. It's not metaltal. And we would, I'm sorry, avodim is hokshul karkois, and we remind it shtaris because it's not gufa mammon, and we remind it hektish because it says re'ehu, and we make the same drasha because they each have a similar pasuk that you're not going to pay dalad behei. Well, first of all, that didn't come from a pasuk. That's a very simple din that you're not going to pay dalad behei in these four things because if you don't pay kefil, you don't pay dalad behei. Dalad behei sits on top of it. It's another three or four on top of the kefil, and if you're not paying kefil, you're not going to pay dalad behei. And then when it came to a shomer chinam not swearing on geneva aveda or shomer sachar not having to pay. Okay, we said even on Shiyusa he wouldn't have to pay, and then the Shemrachim, of course, would not have to pay as well. Okay, again, he learned that from the Pasuk of Ki Yitain, that there's a Kala protocol, but both of these learn the same Kala protocol, to be a Mayat, these four things, from number one, a Shemrachim swearing on Gedeva Veda, number two, a Shemrachim having to pay for these things at all.